With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The best-selling novelist Cynthia Freeman died of cancer in San Francisco in October. She was 73. Her books included Come Pour the Wine and No Time for Tears. Freeman was 55 when she published her first novel. I interviewed Freeman in 1985, and she told me she had no concept of aging.
Went to bed one night, 39, woke up in the morning and said I was 40, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and here my nose was exactly where it was supposed to be, the ears between the, you know. I had no idea what had happened, I mean, during the night. I don't know, they said I was 40, I still look 39.
After a long illness forced Cynthia Freeman to give up her interior decorating business, she decided to start a new career. Remembering an unpublished novel she had written 25 years earlier, she went to get it and found the cleaning lady had thrown it and many other mementos of younger days away.
She threw out a big chunk of my childhood, because there were writings there, I mean, that wouldn't have made a damn as far as the world was concerned, but they sure helped me a lot on a blue Monday.
From memory, Cynthia Freeman rewrote that novel, which became her first published, A World Full of Strangers. Freeman specialized in multi-generational stories of Jewish families and bristled when described as a women's writer or romantic writer.
I write like a writer. I'm an author. I'm not a woman or a man. I never think in terms of man, woman, gothic, or whatever, because I really don't consider myself a gothic writer, because I'm not, and I don't consider myself a romantic writer.
The late Cynthia Freeman. Her books have sold more than 20 million copies and have been translated into 33 languages. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.